Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We've got quite a bit more news from WWDC to get through, so let's get going. iOS 14 is officially here, and in addition to many of the changes we've already highlighted, there are a variety of other new features and improvements. First off, iOS 14 adds a new control for letting third-party apps access your photo library. This means that when a third-party app requests access to your photos, you can now choose to give it only access to selected items or total access to your entire library. For example, if you go to share a photo on Instagram, you'll be prompted to only allow limited access to your library or complete access. This is a nifty new privacy feature, and it joins other privacy changes in iOS 14, such as approximate location sharing, upgrades to sign in with Apple, and a new recording indicator for the camera and microphone. Furthermore, one of the tentpole new features in iOS 14 is the ability to add widgets to your home screen and move applications to the app library. One hidden control in the Settings app is the ability to automatically place new app downloads in the app library only. To access this setting, simply open the Settings app and choose Home Screen. Then you'll have the option to automatically add new app downloads to your home screen or only to the app library. You can also choose to show notification badges in the app library or not. So this is part of Apple's efforts to help people have more control over their home screen, including the major change to not have all of your applications showing on the home screen at all times. Finally, iOS 14 adds a new accessibility feature that allows you to perform different actions by tapping on the back of your iPhone. For instance, you can make it such that when you double tap on the back of your iPhone, you're taken to the home screen or to something like Control Center. You can also assign the double and triple tap actions to various accessibility tools such as Zoom and VoiceOver, and even to shortcuts that you've created in the Shortcuts application. So you can double tap on the back of your iPhone to run a shortcut, which is a pretty nifty option. To do this, open the Settings app, scroll down to Accessibility, then look for the Touch menu. From there, scroll down to Back Tap, and you can choose different actions for when you double tap or triple tap the back of your iPhone. In other news, Apple says that iOS 14 will add support for electric vehicle charge routing in Apple Maps. This will allow drivers to navigate to a destination and automatically be told where to charge and for how long, dramatically simplifying the process of taking a road trip with an electric car. Essentially, what this will do will bring the more streamlined Tesla-like experience to other car models. Apple is currently working with BMW and Ford to integrate EV routing into maps for their different electric car models, and it plans to add compatibility with many more manufacturers as time goes on. But whether or not Tesla is one of those remains to be seen. Apple Maps will keep track of what kind of car you're driving, and it'll know what kind of chargers you can use, and it'll route you through the right chargers for your vehicle. Apple Maps will also take into account things like elevation and weather, both of which can affect range. Furthermore, CarPlay will get an additional EV charging category for charging-related applications. For those users who want a more traditional experience of looking for their own chargers instead of using an app that routes them, this should prove useful. And finally, in some cities around the world, there are green zones or congestion zones, which is where driving certain types of cars is restricted, or where there is an additional charge for driving cars at certain hours or on certain days. Apple Maps will add these zones so that drivers can be properly routed through or around these areas, depending on their vehicle and preference. Ultimately, these are small changes, but ones that should be very useful. The EV routing in particular should help show people who don't drive electric cars that charging is not actually complicated and that longer road trips are absolutely possible. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMac X, an all-in-one utility that takes care of your Mac's health. It's a macOS cleaner, a performance monitor, and a malware remover, and occasionally a lifesaver. CleanMyMac X speeds up your Mac by freeing up RAM, running routine maintenance scripts, and maximizing performance. It's a great helper when it comes to managing apps on your Mac, and it removes unnecessary apps with their leftover data, and it also helps keep the apps you do need up to date. You can get CleanMyMac X on the Mac App Store and on the MacPaw website. Go to macpaw.com/9to5 to get CleanMyMac X with a 30% discount. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium, provider of cloud solutions built on Apple Mac hardware. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for app development to continue uninterrupted. There's no need to have someone in the office keeping an eye on the Macs. Let Mac Stadium do it for you. Whether you need a single Mac Mini or a fully scalable Mac private cloud, Mac Stadium can help you move your iOS and Mac app development out from under your desk and into the cloud. Learn more at macstadium.com/9to5Mac, where you can also get half off your first 6 months of a Mac Mini subscription with promo code WWDC2020. Also at WWDC yesterday, Apple introduced tvOS 14, which is by no means a major update, but it brings a few notable changes. One of the most common complaints about tvOS is its lack of support for 4K video in the YouTube app. But that will change with this year's introduction of tvOS 14, which adds 4K streaming in YouTube for the first time. The lack of support for 4K in YouTube had been a bizarre hole in the Apple TV experience, especially when compared to competing platforms such as Amazon Fire TV. Other changes in tvOS 14 include a new home app experience with camera integration, allowing you to check in on your HomeKit cameras from your Apple TV. One of the new HomeKit features is support for face recognition. So on Apple TV, you can get a picture-in-picture alert for when people arrive at your house that are recognized by your HomeKit cameras. tvOS 14 also includes new multi-user gaming features, as well as support for Xbox Elite 2 and Xbox Adaptive Controllers. And finally, tvOS 14 now supports audio sharing with AirPods, so you can connect multiple pairs of AirPods to your Apple TV. tvOS 14 is available to developers now and will be released to public beta users in July, ahead of a public release to everyone in the fall. Last but not least, there are some new features for AirPods coming to iOS 14 and iPadOS 14. First off, there is a new automatic switching feature for moving between devices. For instance, your AirPods will now detect when you switch from using your iPhone to your Mac and automatically change the audio source as such. Apple demonstrated this with switching from listening to music on your iPhone to watching a movie on your iPad. There's also a new spatial audio feature for AirPods, which is an immersive experience using directional audio filters to play sounds virtually anywhere in space, according to Apple. This will put surround sound channels exactly in the right spot, even as you turn your head or move your device. So it's kind of like replacing the immersive surround sound experience with AirPods. There are also new battery notifications that let you know when your AirPods are dying and should be charged, so you no longer have to rely on that audio notification that you receive in your ears. Again, we will have a lot more from WWDC, iOS 14, and much more throughout the week as we dive in and learn more. But for today, that wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.